This video explains the principle of open access behind the materials included in LIBRE, the University of Virginia's institutional repository. LIBRE is the online archive of scholarship created by the University of Virginia community. It provides a place for completed scholarly works to be preserved and accessed online. LIBRE is searchable, so that UVA publications may be discovered by users from inside or outside the university, depending on permissions set by the author. UVA faculty, staff, or students who produce scholarly works may deposit items in LIBRE. Except for datasets, all materials must be submitted in PDF format. PDF offers a reasonable assurance of long-term sustainability and access. LIBRE is an open access repository, meaning that anyone can search, view, and download content. Users are required to abide by the terms of use stated on the LIBRE site before accessing content. Those terms make clear that only non-commercial, educational uses are permitted, and that unless otherwise stated on the work itself, the copyright holder for each work retains all rights associated with the works deposited in LIBRE. Items can be deposited with a UVA-only deposit license, making them available in full text only to students, faculty, staff, and walk-in users of the university library. In order to deliver materials to the public, LIBRE must have consent from the copyright holder. The deposit agreement asks the author to confirm that he or she is the copyright holder or has permission from the copyright holder, typically a publisher. An author should only deposit a work if he or she has permission from all copyright holders, including additional authors or the owners of material like images, to place the work in the repository. A submitter is able to set an embargo period during which his or her submission is saved in the repository but not available for public view. An embargo may be used to balance publishers' interests in exclusive distribution and sale with access to the public within a reasonable period of time. An embargo period may be set by or negotiated with a publisher. Because a repository is meant for scholarly work that is as close as possible to its final or published form, items may not be deleted or changed once they are deposited in LIBRE. Scholars should only deposit in LIBRE the version to which they intend to provide permanent open access. This concludes our overview of open access in LIBRE. If you have any questions, please visit the LIBRE main page. Thank you.